This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. We've been covering the story of the plight of firefighters at Singleton Fire Station and the fact that female and male firefighters have to share one toilet and one shower together. Well, our minister, Steph Cook, was in town recently, and when I asked her about it, she said she was going to go there and have a look for herself, but at the same time said she wouldn't direct Fire and Rescue New South Wales to bump it up the list, so to speak, or to urgently address the issue. The man who first brought it to my attention, he's been following this and has some more to add. I'm talking about New South Wales Upper House MP for One Nation, Rod Roberts. Rod, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having us back on your show.
That's all right. I believe you've heard my interview with the minister ahead of her going to have a look herself. Have you heard anything from her?
Well, no, I haven't heard anything from her at all, Darren, but I did hear your interview. And let me tell you, I was sitting at my desk having a coffee, and one of your listeners sent me down a copy of the interview. Well, mate, I nearly choked on my coffee and sprayed it across the desk when I heard the answers that she gave you.
Yeah, I must admit, I thought the job of a minister was to tell her department what to do on whatever the issue may be. That's certainly my long experience in government.
Well, your experience is exactly correct, Darren. Under the Westminster system under which we operate, a minister is the person responsible and accountable for everything that happens in any department or agencies that they control of. And I heard that question you asked, and it was a great question. And all you simply said was, are you able or prepared to direct Fire in New South Wales in terms of upgrading the facilities at Singleton? And she responded with a waffle answer of, I'll be guided by the priorities of Fire and Rescue New South Wales, and it's my job to secure the funding. Well, no, hang on a second, Minister. You are the minister in charge of emergency services. You are responsible for that department, and the public servants enact what it is you ask them to do. And if you're not in charge, why do we even have ministers in the first place?
Yeah, well, definitely she doesn't instruct them on how to put a fire out, because that's not her expertise. That is the expertise of the firefighters who undergo the appropriate training and have the experience. But certainly when it comes to things like facilities in buildings, she was half right. Yes, she does have to find the funding, but she can also direct how that funding is spent.
Oh, exactly right. As you say, she doesn't exactly hold onto the hose and put the fires out. But in terms of administration of the department, she's ultimately responsible. And she needs to realise that there's more to being a minister than just wearing a hard hat and a high vis and turning up looking for a photo opportunity of cutting a ribbon. Now, look, I've worked with Steph Cook on another parliamentary project, and she is a lovely person. But she's either confused in relation to her role, or she misled you completely in relation to that answer. And I think it's the second. I think you asked her a very hard question that she wasn't capable of answering, and she simply deflected and said, oh, well, that's not my job. Well, as you and I know, and your listeners know, it is the job of the minister. And I ask you this, Derek, and your listeners are smart, attuned people. When was the last time they went to a polling booth at an election and elected a public servant to run a department for them? They don't. They elect politicians who then get jobs as ministers to run these departments.
As the saying always went when I was in public service was, the minister says jump, you say how high. Now, sometimes I'd say, really, minister? And if they said yes, Darren, then you went away and did what you were told to do. Otherwise, you didn't have a job the next day. So, Rod, where to from here? Will you be asking the minister what she found out on her fact-finding inspection at Singleton Fire Station?
Yes, I certainly will be. She's been there now. She's seen it for herself. If she thinks that that's an acceptable situation and allows that to continue, there's something awfully wrong.
At the same time, she's in Musselbrook crowing about a new facility, which will be finished by Christmas, that is going to give the firefighters, the female and the male firefighters, there's 16 in Musselbrook, complete separate facilities, which the superintendent who attended said they're very much looking forward to.
Well, I'm sure they are, and I have no doubt that the men and women, the fireys there at Musselbrook deserve those new facilities. But what we've got to remember is Singleton deserves something too. And to the credit of the Singleton Brigade there, a new fire station would be lovely, but they've said, okay, look, there's only so much money to go around. All we ask for is a demountable building. Now, you and I and your listeners would have driven past numerous schools up in the Hunter Valley that have a truckload of portable type buildings as classrooms because the governments haven't provided enough classroom and teaching facilities. So there's no shortage of portable buildings around in this state. It would be very easy and not much of a financial impost at all for that minister to pick up the phone and tell the department, put a demountable building in the backyard at Singleton so they can have appropriate changing facilities.
Rod, we'd be happy with enough teachers, never mind actual fully built classrooms. We had figures from the department last week saying we were 30 teachers short here in the Upper Hunter. So Singleton High, funnily enough, being the one with the most vacancies, with 6 teachers less than what they're meant to have.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible situation, Darren, and we're failing our children who are the future of tomorrow. But that is another subject that you and I could spend hours alone just talking about.
Is things like this going to affect the result of the election, do you think?
Oh, well, they should do, Darren. If people aren't happy with the elected representative, if the elected representative in their area is not doing the job that they put them to do, I ask your listeners, vote with your feet, so to speak, when you go to the next election, and make your voices count. Now, I heard the minister in that same interview with you say, oh, Dave Lozell's been banging on the door of my office about the Singleton Fire Station. Well, Darren, that's not right. Dave Lozell has been missing in action in relation to this matter. I live in Goulburn, as you know, and you did say that to your listeners last time. Why are the fireys at Singleton reaching out to a politician from Goulburn? Because Lozell is missing in action. All they get from him is crickets, and they've come to me to try and get some resolution to the problem that they've got.
Rod Roberts, thanks for joining me on Hunter Valley Today.
Thanks for having me, Darren.
That's Rod Roberts, the Upper House MP for One Nation, on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.